I'm Miles Parks. I cover voting and election security for NPR. Across the NPR network, we report rigorously on the forces seeking to disrupt democracy and provide communities with reliable information. It's Public Media Giving Days, the perfect time to stand with the facts by donating now at donate.npr.org. Thank you.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The jury panel in former President Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York is down two people. This morning, the judge overseeing the case dismissed one seated juror who said she feared she could not be impartial after her anonymity was compromised. Then a second juror was removed after the prosecution raised concerns the man was not transparent about previous encounters with the law. There are now five seated jurors. The two sides are trying to select 12, as well as alternates, by the end of tomorrow to hear evidence in this historic trial about hush money payments. Trump is the first former president in U.S. history ever to be tried on criminal charges. The U.S. is slapping a new round of sanctions on people and entities in Iran in response to last weekend's attack on Israel. NPR's Jackie Northam reports the sanctions are being coordinated with the U.K., which is also imposing sanctions.
This latest round of Iran sanctions targets people and entities involved in producing the types of drones and missiles used in the April 13th attack on Israel. In a statement, the Treasury Department said those involved in the production have links to the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. An Iranian steel company and an automaker are also being targeted. The Biden administration says the sanctions will choke international funding for the production of drones in Iran. The Treasury Department says its actions will make it harder and costlier for Iran to continue its destabilizing behavior. But it's unclear how much a difference these latest sanctions will make. Jackie Northam, NPR News.
Contentious exchanges in the U.S. House, where Speaker Mike Johnson's job is in peril. Members of the GOP's hard-right faction protesting his decision to forge ahead with foreign aid. Johnson's promoting a weekend vote on four separate measures involving aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Lawmakers in the House are planning to make another push to force the sale of Chinese-owned video app TikTok. NPR's Bobby Allen reports the latest measure is expected to be packaged with the foreign aid bills under debate in Congress.
While the House already passed legislation that calls on TikTok to be sold, it is stalled in the Senate. So this second effort is being attached to providing foreign aid. It could be voted on in the House as soon as this weekend. If the Senate version passes, President Biden has indicated he would sign it. Bipartisan lawmakers in Washington have national security concerns with TikTok, an app used by 170 million Americans. TikTok's parent company ByteDance is based in Beijing. TikTok says there's no proof it is a security risk, claiming the app is being unfairly targeted. If the bill becomes law, it would face a long legal battle and the prospect of China stepping in to block any possible sale. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
U.S. stocks are mixed this hour. The Dow is up 57 points. The S&P has risen 3. The NASDAQ is off 4 points. You're listening to NPR News. A new report from the Commonwealth Fund finds stark disparities in access to health care. That includes the quality of care that people receive and health outcomes that were made worse by the coronavirus pandemic. The Gulf States Newsroom's Drew Hawkins reports the study reviewed health systems across the United States.
The report reveals deep-seated racial and ethnic disparities in health and health care, especially with premature deaths.
Disparities exist no matter what state you're in.
Dr. Joseph Bettencourt is president of the Commonwealth Fund.
Disparities persist, and there are actionable strategies we need to deploy as soon as possible to begin to address them.
Bettencourt says the findings highlight the need for universal, affordable, and equitable health coverage. The report also makes a few recommendations to address the disparities, including improving the delivery of services, reducing barriers to access, and investing in social services. For NPR News, I'm Drew Hawkins.
A multi-state 911 outage is under federal investigation. Four states, South Dakota, Nebraska, Nevada, and Texas, reported emergency call lines were down for hours yesterday. The Federal Communications Commission posted on the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, that it's looking into the disruptions. Police in the border Texas community of Del Rio said they traced the outage to a major cellular carrier. The outages occurred in the middle of National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.